AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Primaries and caucuses being held in five states today. AP correspondent Mark Smith reports frontrunners Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are expected to take one of today's top prizes, Louisiana.
A pair of polls this week in Louisiana gave Donald Trump a 20-point edge over Ted Cruz. Another gave Hillary Clinton a whopping 47-point lead over Bernie Sanders. In short, Louisiana is another of the southern states in which both frontrunners have done extremely well.
Three other states, Maine, Kansas, and Kentucky, in play for the Republicans, and two more, Nebraska and Kansas, for the Democrats. Residents in Flint, Michigan, got to watch as Cruz dug up their street and took out the lead water pipes. Homeowner Barry Richardson.
Getting not only me, but my pregnant fiance and my daughter fresh, clean water, finally. That we ain't got to worry about the lead poisoning ours.
City officials are asking for more funding to replace the older water mains. As much as 20 inches of rain could fall over the next week in Northern California from one storm that's hitting the West Coast right now and another coming next weekend. National Weather Service meteorologist Rich Thompson says Southern California will also get rain today and tomorrow.
We have some pretty significant rainfall totals for Southern California, probably for coastal and valley areas, anywhere from 3/4 of an inch to 1.5 inches. With maybe up to 3 inches in some of the foothill mountain areas. So definitely a good amount of rain for this time of year.
Storm system could bring severe weather to the Great Plains, the Midwest, and the Southeast. A meteorology professor and his research team have come up with a long-range system to predict severe spring weather. AP science writer Seth Bornstein.
Last year, they got about 10 out of their 15 weeks right. And this year, you could test it, unfortunately, this coming week, because they're predicting some pretty nasty tornadoes from March 6th, which is Sunday, all the way through the 19th.
This is AP Radio News. A regional governor in Greece says the European Union needs to find ways to punish Macedonia and other nations along the migrant trail into Central Europe after borders have been closed and refugees have been stranded. Apostolos Gigikostas says some 14,000 people are stuck at a border crossing in his region.
It's a huge humanitarian crisis. I have asked the government to declare the area in a state of emergency.
Greek officials say fewer than 200 people have been allowed into Macedonia in each of the past 2 days. A decision to not remain neutral on the question of Britain's membership in the European Union has led to the suspension of the head of the British Chambers of Commerce. The Financial Times newspaper reports that Director General John Longworth has been suspended after saying the UK should leave the EU. That's a violation of the group's neutral stance. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.